Hey, John.
Yes.
The census numbers are out.
It's like our class picture.
I know. It's all that big.
Did you see yourself?
All that big picture data. I love it. Yeah. But you guys have been giving us a little mini census, some personal portraits about how your lives have changed in the last 10 years.
Natasha, Miami, Florida. I lost touch with my family, got in touch with myself, and have finally started to enjoy living life. Now I just need to work on getting into a better career and continuing my education.
All right.
This is Terry calling from Rockland. And for me, it was finding recovery 7 years ago. I came into recovery into a 12-step program, and I've been sober ever since. Happy holidays.
12 steps in 10 years.
I got to tell you, I love when I hear women like finding themselves and doing all these great things for themselves. Rock on, ladies.
What were you doing 10 years ago?
Oh, man. Looking forward to 2010.
My population of our family was much smaller 10 years ago. That's right. We just had two kids back then.
Wow.
Kevin in St. Louis wrote to us on Facebook, I've seen my economics worsen. Despite both myself and my spouse being fully employed, our standard of living has declined as price increases continue to outpace our incomes. We were doing pretty well in the mid-90s, but once we reached about 2003, things started a rapid decline. Well, good luck, Kevin.
Yeah, definitely. And meanwhile, Mark from Taunton, Massachusetts, tells us, in January 2000, I proposed to my then girlfriend, married her in March 2001, said goodbye to my father in 2007, and had our first child in March 2010.
That's quite a decade there, Mark.
That is amazing. But good luck to you.
Tell us your own story. How has life changed for you in the past 10 years? Here's how you can reach us. Call 877-8-MY-TAKE, 877-869-8253, or head over to our website. Take a census once every 10 years. We've all got a lot of catching up to do at thetakeaway.org.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.